It's another day in another week in another year at the Shapur Traffic Circle in Kabul for Abdul Sabur Khan. Thousands of cars and trucks whiz by every day, directed by Khan's whistle and his ever-moving arms.
When they hear my whistle, they say Sabur Khan is here on duty. When I'm on the road, many people are happy and say, thanks God you are here. People love the way I organize my tasks. They pay attention when I move my hands and feet.
When someone disobeys his instructions and gets stopped, one thing does not work. In a society where give something, get something in return is often the norm, Khan has made himself a notable exception. He refuses to be bribed out of taking action.
I don't do any corruption. I work hard and work a lot. Thanks to my hard work, I earn good salary and God helps me survive on that money. And there are many people who appreciate me too.
Khan has paid a steep price for refusing to be corrupt. After 24 years on the job, he has only been given one promotion, which he says he didn't receive.
I'm known as one of the most honest traffic cops in Afghanistan in Kabul. But the promotion they signed for me, they refused to give me.
Khan's salary is the equivalent of $200 a month. And since he doesn't take bribes to supplement his pay, he lives in a 5-room house shared with 28 other people. While his wallet is thin, his career has been thick with accolades. Khan's honesty has been commended by everyone from officials of the now-ousted Afghan Taliban regime to international organizations, including the United Nations, which funded a mini-documentary about him. The price of Khan's honesty is noted by Nathaniel Heller of the watchdog group Global Integrity.
It's a massive personal sacrifice. That's the first thing to sort of embrace, is that he or somebody like him is doing this at huge risk and at huge cost. But professionally, sometimes this turns into sort of family and personal blowback. You know, your cousin gets fired suddenly for no reason. Sometimes there's physical safety involved. It's just a tough slog, and it's a huge credit to people like them to at least demonstrate what the other example looks like.
Khan says he has even had his toes crushed by cars driving over his feet. Yet he's out there the next day, and the day after that, in a dusty place where your lungs get filled with choking car exhaust. But to Khan, it's a matter of principle. And that's the clean air he breathes. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.